It's November 12, 2010. Hello and welcome to Media Shift 4-Minute Roundup, or 4MR, where I condense new media news for you in 4 minutes each week. My name is Mark Glazer. I'm the executive editor of PBS Media Shift, covering the intersection of media and technology. This episode of 4MR is brought to you by Carnegie Knight News 21, an alliance of 12 journalism schools in which the top students tell complex stories in inventive ways. See tips for spurring innovation at learn.news21.com. Now, here's the news. The news beast has arrived, a strange marriage of Newsweek magazine, owned by philanthropist Sidney Harman, and The Daily Beast, owned by IAC and Barry Diller, and edited by magazine veteran Tina Brown. The on-again, off-again, on-again deal was first reported by Nick Summers at the New York Observer. Summers is a former reporter at Newsweek who also had a big story about challenging times at Slate. According to Summers, the sticking point in the merger was who would have the 51% controlling interest, something both Diller and Harman wanted. In the end, Summers says that they decided on a 50-50 split, which will make for some interesting decision-making. I talked to Summers recently about the merger and what it means for Newsweek, where there had been a lot of uncertainty.
I think the Newsweek staff is pretty relieved just to have finality, some finality, any finality. You know, they've been through a summer when it was sort of up in the air who was going to buy the magazine, and they went through a fall where it was unclear who was going to edit the magazine. And the range of things that could have happened to it are enormous. You know, I mean, one of the bidders that the Washington Post company, the company that was selling Newsweek, one of the buyers that they were considering was the same people who own the National Enquirer, or, you know, Tina Brown, who is a person who's going to come in with her extremely strongly held opinions, change everything about that place. She'll change the kinds of stories they do, the kind of writers they assign to different stories. She has great cover ideas. She affects who they can hire. She'll certainly get rid of some people. She's going to be a bull in a china shop. If there's any china left to bring.
I also asked Summers about his new war with Slate and its publisher, Jacob Weisberg, who criticized Summers' reporting in The Observer.
There's absolutely no war of any kind. It was a single piece and then a follow-up from me. I was surprised that Weisberg, you know, said in his memo that went to Romanesco, that he sort of tried to dispute me on traffic and stuff, because I sort of thought I was doing the decent thing by only giving 1 month of traffic numbers in my piece when I have their entire traffic information going back to January 2007.
Yeah.
So in my follow-up, I was happy to put up more numbers that sort of give the picture that Slate is doing good but not great online. In terms of his traffic, I think that, as I said, you know, 8,000 or 9,000 times in the piece, their editorial output is terrific. But there's just a sense among staff that they're competitors in the sense of, you know, people who put out stuff online that people are supposed to click on are passing them by in terms of a whole range of technological stuff.
Now for this week's poll at MediaShift. The question is, who will come out the winner in the Newsweek Daily Beast merger? Our last poll question was, how will social media affect the midterm elections? 35% said it will make a marginal but growing difference. 22% said it will make a huge difference in organizing campaigns. 22% said it will lead to a conservative landslide. And 9% said they'll have no effect at all. Be sure to keep up to date with all the news, polls, and events over at PBS MediaShift at pbs.org/MediaShift and our sister blog, IdeaLab, at pbs.org/IdeaLab. Thanks to podcast sponsor News 21, along with PBS and the Knight Foundation, for making this podcast possible. Until next time, remember, if you're a media consumer, media mixer, or media maker, shift happens.